Biphobia, the fear or hatred of bisexual people. Get to know the community better. Queerlicious with Romal.
Good evening and welcome to a brand new episode of Queerlicious. Without any more delays, let me welcome my guest for this evening. Thank you for coming to the show, Shilpa.
Hi.
I've got with me photographer Shilpa Raj. Yes, that's your full name. Okay, so Shilpa Raj. And we're going to talk to Shilpa about what led her to photography, her story, her association with the queer community. So Shilpa, first of all, what inspired you to take those great pictures?
I was thinking about transgender community.
Okay.
And I thought this time, let me dedicate some photos, take pictures for them. Hmm. Because what I noticed is there are a lot of pictures of gays and lesbians.
Absolutely.
But transgenders, I don't see many exhibitions about them. And they've been around the longest.
Okay.
Around in our world.
Absolutely. I mean, people identify with the transgender community as an existent community far before people even realized that there was something called gay and lesbian.
True.
So you're absolutely right. So, what led you to... I know for a fact that you were at the Pride. You were just telling me that you've been part of the Bangalore Pride quite a few times.
Yes.
And was it there that you drew inspiration from, saying, maybe I need to, you know, focus on this community or something like that?
Actually, the story goes back way when I was a child.
Okay.
And at a railway station somewhere in Karnataka.
Okay.
Me and my grandmother and the entire family, we all were there. And there was this transgender person who was walking up to everyone and talking.
Okay.
I didn't know what it was about.
Mm.
And I asked my grandmother, why does that person look so different? Is he uncle or auntie?
Okay. So, I get that question a lot, you know, on a daily basis.
And so my grandmother, what she told was, they are God's people. In Kannada, she said, our devro jana.
That is beautiful.
So, and as I grew up, I was, I keep looking at them everywhere. They're all over the place. So I kept thinking of that one line that my grandma told me. And I was thinking, maybe there's more to this than what grandma told me. Let me look it up.
Okay.
So, and I also saw a lot of documentaries on transgender community. And that's why I thought I'll do this for them this time and relate it to the old mythology and stories that I came across.
Awesome. So I did see a lot of extremely very, evocating Hindu iconography in your pictures. I wanted to ask you about it, but then that day I didn't have the time. So good, I've got you on my show today and I'm going to drill you about those, those questions. But
sure.
You know, it's extremely amazing that, I've actually seen quite a few exhibitions done on the transgender community. And what really stood out about yours were the fact that you were creating, you were creating created scenarios, but in a very natural setting. And that's something that really stood out. Like, I one particular picture that went back with me home that night was this picture of Ardhanari Shura that you shot. And it stayed with me all night and it just kept coming back to me. And I was just like, that is so beautiful because, you know, you had something as, for the lack of a better word, something as, you know, strangely different as Ardhanari Shura and portrayed in such a normal way. But let's go to the very, very beginning. So since this show is all about queer people, we also talk about, you know, how allies are, you know, associated with the queer community. I'd like to know where your association started.
When I was working way back in 2000, we did have a company policy that said any sexual orientation doesn't matter, you can work in our place. And we had a few
Which company was this?
This was Sykes Enterprises.
Interesting.
And this was way back in 2000 when I was working.
Okay.
And a couple of them were gay who were there.
Mm-hmm.
And they seemed to be, you know, quite normal people like any of us. So that's how, that's the first time I met them. But up close, whom I knew was a couple called Hans and Badab.
Okay.
Badab's a makeup artist in Delhi now.
Okay.
Still friends with him. And these two people, they lived in our house for more than 6 months. So that's when I got to know what a relationship would be like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no different than any other relationship. There's so much love. I would say that it's more intense.
Well, you know what? The grass is always greener on the other side. I always tell people who say, you know, you queer people have such awesome relationships. And I'm like, not really, but okay. It does look a lot more, you know, loving from the other side. And I love to say that, yes, we are more loving towards each other. But
more expressive.
More expressive, definitely. But I guess, you know, at the end of the day, that's why we have to normalize this whole thing. That we're exactly like straight people. So we also have great relationships. We also have really pathetic relationships. Some of us suck at being in relationships. So it's all the same, man. But yeah, I totally get what you're trying to say. So after you met these people and they lived with you, did you get to meet a lot of other people from the community?
Yes, because of Badab and Hans, I met a whole lot of the LGBTI community people.
Okay.
And it was very interesting. Each one was so different, but yet so same like me.
Okay.
And that's what I really admired them for, their creativity, for their artistic nature. Some of them in corporate world were really doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, huh, see, it's not like what other people tell you.
True.
You have to see to know.
You know, this is something that has been coming up over the last, I think, 2 months, where people have been trying to explain. And this is something that I think is really important to tell our listeners, that while we are saying we're different, we're not really that different.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
We're different in terms of who we choose to be with, but otherwise we're just normal human beings. With the same kind of aspirations, the same kind of love, the same kind of, you know, feelings, emotions. We get hurt the same way. We feel joy the same way. And it's so important.
And it's very important for people to see that, because unless you interact with people, you wouldn't know.
True.
You wouldn't know. You would always be on the other side saying, oh God, the rest of the world is different.
Absolutely. Very true. I'm so happy, Shilpa, you took that step forward and decided to welcome 2 queer people into your life. And now...
Now I have a whole lot of friends, more than 100 on my Facebook.
Which is awesome.
Facebook now.
See, right now you're like this celebrity in the queer community, so which is why you're on my show. Not that I only talk to celebrities, but I'm just saying, like at least 15 people were saying, why hasn't Shilpa been on your show as yet? And I thought about it and I was like, why hasn't she? Which is why you're on the show today. And I'm so happy you took time out of your exhibition and came here. I know how stressful it must be to have those pictures up there, you know, trying to see what people think about the pictures and things like that. Thank you so much for taking that time out.
You're most welcome. Yeah,
we are going to be in conversation with Shilpa Raj, so stick around with us. Welcome back to Queerlicious. I'm in conversation with the adorable Shilpa Raj. I must say, you look really adorable.
Thank you.
And I'm not just complimenting you. I wanted to say that to you, you know, when I first met you, but I thought that would be kind of creepy, so I didn't.
No, not at all. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Shilpa, is the mic good? Okay, let's read. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. How has it been since then? How has your experience been at the Pride? And, you know, you told me about what really prompted you to do, you know, this whole photo, what do I call it? A photo project? Yeah. A project on transgenders. But generally, what are your opinion? What was it that went into this whole thought process? You know, why did you decide to, you know, shoot a whole project with transgenders? And what was the ideas that went into it? Because I looked at a lot of those pictures, and some of them I got, some of them I didn't. And I would like you to explain the whole idea behind that. Yeah.
In mythology, like I told you before, I've used a lot of mythological characters. In mythology, there have been stories, right, through Rama and Mahabharata, Greek and Roman mythology.
Okay.
So there is a lot of stories which probably people have forgotten now.
Okay.
Or maybe they know it, but they don't want to acknowledge those stories.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're small chapters in the big epics. So I thought, okay, maybe we should draw light to this little mythological stories to bring in the inclusion of transgenders in our community. I'm not talking about just being, okay, they're there.
Mm.
I want them to be in the mainstream society.
So we're not talking about tolerance anymore, but talking about complete acceptance.
Yes, inclusion, total inclusion. So that is why this project was thought about. And a lot of research went into it, finding the stories. There are different versions of Greek mythology.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we had to, like, me and my team, my managers and coordinators, Alex and Sylvester, both of them, I have really bugged them, you know, like, do this and do that. So we all sat together and went through the entire mythological stories. And we chose, actually, to start with it, there were 10 characters, but we could only complete 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know one which was which is the one I remembered. I remembered Ardhanarishwara.
Yes.
And I remember Shakuntala, I think. Something
close. It's Rama's follower.
Okay, Rama's follower. So could you explain the other eight to us?
Rama's follower. Let me start with Rama's follower.
Okay, go ahead. I think that's the one which had the girl crossing across the road.
Yes.
Oh, that was,
at the traffic light.
That was beautiful. Very well shot, I must say.
Thank you so much. Oh, we caused a traffic jam that day. We went to this isolated place on Hosa Road, which is outskirts of Bangalore, and yet we caused a traffic jam there.
I'm not surprised. Looking at that picture, I'm just looking at that girl and going like, my God.
Thank God we had permits because the cops also were there.
Awesome.
Yeah, the Rama story goes like this, that Rama, when he went, he was sent away to exile. There are a lot of people, his subjects from his kingdom, left behind him.
Absolutely.
And so he turns around and says, no man and woman shall follow me.
Okay.
Because this is my burden and you guys have lives. So go ahead, live your life. And this is my burden. Let me bear my own burden.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of transgender people. It's not like they refused to obey Rama. It's just that they didn't feel obliged because they were neither man nor woman.
Okay.
So they decided to follow him. And Rama was so touched by this devotion that he is the one who gave them the powers to bless. That's why you see them everywhere blessing people.
That's where the origins come from. You know, in Kannada, for example, the Kannada government of Karnataka has gone ahead and decided that all transgenders henceforth will be called Mangalamukhi.
Yes.
And I think that's where it comes from. So
That's where the tradition comes from, that any auspicious occasions you call transgenders, like mm-hmm. a wedding or you're having a baby, having some fest, mm-hmm. they call transgenders to bless and start the occasion.
Okay, so that's the first one. What about the second one? Ardhanarishwara, I think I get.
Yeah, it's the unison of male and the female.
What about the other ones?
The other one, which one do you want to note? Ask me.
There was this one particular picture I saw with someone standing a little bit away from a couple who are in conversation or something like that. Shot in Kabban Park, I'm assuming, in the...
Oh, okay. That is Hermaphroditus.
Oh.
The god Hermaphroditus.
Okay.
Yes. And Hermaphroditus, like you know, the hermaphrodite, the word comes from...
Yeah, Hermes and Aphrodite. Yeah, okay.
He was the son of Hermes and Aphrodite,
true.
The love god.
Yes.
And Hermaphroditus is also known as Aphroditus.
Okay.
So that's where Hermes and Aphrodite, his son is Hermaphroditus, but also known as Aphroditus, who's again the god of love.
Okay.
Yeah. So these young brides, they pray that they get true love, they find true love,
okay.
and they get a good husband. They pray to Aphrodite and Aphroditus.
Okay.
So that was the shot there. So the young couple that you see, they are being blessed by the god of love.
Lovely. That is lovely. Then I saw another picture of a particular, I think again, it was the same person, but in a state of absolute, under the influence of alcohol or something, being drunk. What was that in reference to?
That's God Dionysus. It's a Greek god again.
I think the same as Bacchus.
Bacchus, yes. Yeah. The Roman equivalent is Bacchus.
Okay. Huh.
In Greek, it's Dionysus. Huh. And Dionysus has a huge story, but I've taken the parts which are relevant to this photo shoot.
Hmm.
So what happens is he's the god of wine and drinking.
Absolutely.
So cheers to Dionysus before you drink. So Dionysus, he's born to Persephone and... Zeus.
Okay.
And Zeus has his main wife is Hera.
Okay.
And Persephone was an earthly being.
Okay.
And he had a baby out of wedlock or whatever.
Okay.
So Hera was found out about Dionysus and wants to kill Dionysus.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to be in disguise most of his life. And apparently, since he's a demigod, he could transform himself into a girl every now and then. So that's the story. And yes, at a bar, because it's relevant, he's god of wine.
Okay, so were all these people that you selected across these mythologies from across the world, were all these people you selected, were they people who kind of took away that very clear definition between genders? Was it something like that?
Yes.
Because I'm slowly getting the picture. The jigsaw is slowly forming. Okay, that was one. And then there was this one particular picture of someone at a hammam, and you should probably talk about that.
Hammam is not a Turkish bath.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, it's a place where transgenders work.
Okay.
So the hammam, yes, that shot is an exclusive shot because they wouldn't let you take a picture there. So it is about Mohini.
Okay.
And it's the Krishna's avatar of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
The story goes in Mahabharata, Arjuna, Arjuna's son, Aravan.
Well, this is again the Tamil reinterpretation.
Yes, Aravanese.
Yes. Okay. Hmm.
So that happens every year.
True, at Kuvagam, yes. I've heard about that.
So the story goes that, let me think.
No, I think I know this story. So they're in the battle. The Mahabharata is being waged, and
Aravan has to be sacrificed.
Yeah, Rishi comes and says that someone has to be sacrificed. And Aravan says, "I will sacrifice myself." And then he says, "The only thing that I have is I want to experience the bliss of marriage pleasure."
Yes.
And so Krishna takes on the Mohini avataram, and then they get married.
Yes.
And then the next morning, Krishna becomes a widow, and that's what the transgender celebrate is. So yes, I've heard of that one. So interesting. So now we've covered four topics. What are the remaining four?
One is Cybele.
Okay.
There's a Greek god, creature they call it. I don't know why they call it creature. Agdaitis.
Okay.
Was born with both genders.
Okay.
And the other gods feared this Agdaitis and castrated it.
Oh my god.
After which Cybele, the mother of all gods, was born.
Oh.
That the creature whom they call Agdaitis becomes Cybele.
Wow.
And this is the mother of nature and fertility as well.
So out of an intersexed person comes the mother of the whole earth.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, and the remaining
three? The equivalent of Cybele is also Rhea and Gaia.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I think I'm more familiar with the Roman name.
Greek is really old, I guess.
I know. Okay, and then the remaining three?
The other one was Ardhanarishvara, we cover?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Hermaphroditus we covered.
Yeah.
And Rama's follower we covered.
Yes.
And Cybele.
Yeah.
Dionysus too, we spoke about Dionysus.
Bacchus? Bacchus, same thing.
Mohini we covered too. And there's just Angel.
Oh, okay.
This was the last and later inclusion.
No, but I guess, yes, because angels are supposed to be sexless. You know, they're supposed to not represent any gender.
So that's why. And also, I wanted to bring it down to today's world, what the transgender community does for the society. What I heard when I was doing this project at a NGO called Payana, it's a community-based organization.
True.
And they work with transgenders mainly, and transgenders and intersex people. And apparently, they have all their collections that they beg and all that went for causes, social causes. And I was surprised to know that Uttarakhand Relief Fund, they collected a lot of money, I think for 2 weeks, and they sent it for that project.
True.
And also they have drives around Karnataka, women health, AIDS awareness programs. And also they have adopted a lot of homeless people.
Absolutely.
So that is why I touched upon the Angel of Mercy.
That's a beautiful concept. I don't think anyone has ever looked at a transgendered person like that, but it's about time we did, and I'm so happy you did that. So Shilpa, getting back into that conversation. So how long did it take for you to plan these shoots, and you know, what is the kind of effort that went into it?
Wow. First was the research.
Okay.
Because I had to choose a topic, and I said, okay, let me choose T&I.
Okay.
So, and after which, I didn't know how to relate it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted people to know that their existence has been there for
Absolutely.
Centuries.
Mm-hmm.
So then when the research time, that took me like a week.
Okay.
And then to make a story which will relate to today's world. If you see the first shot, that is Rama's follower, it tells the story of Rama's follower. And then the later shot, the then was that, and now shows that they are at traffic lights blessing people. That's how she's crossing the road. So that relation I had to make for every picture on the exhibit there. That took a little more time and a couple of days to get in touch with Payana and get the models to volunteer for this. And all the models were very sweet. They all volunteered, they spared time and they did this project. Most of them were so, there was especially one model called Hamsaveni who did the Mohini.
Okay.
She was insistent. She was so enthusiastic. She's like, every day she calls me and she's like, when are you doing the Mohini shot. When are you doing the Mohini shot?
I'm so happy that you had that kind of, you know, encouragement from the community. That says a lot. And I'm really happy they came, you know, without any hindrance and supported you. This is Querlicious and I'm Romal and I'm in conversation with Shilpa Raj. We're talking about her exhibition. And welcome back to Querlicious. Which was the funniest question you've got till date about the exhibition?
After we take them around and explain everything, and then they go and they ask, okay, are these people transgender really? Are they? I'm like, yes, they are. That's what we started telling you from the first wall till the end. We've been telling you that and they just couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it. So they're like, are you sure? Are you sure? I'm like, okay.
I'm 100%
sure. They're part of Payana team, so.
Absolutely. So Shilpa, you told me that photography came naturally to you, right? It's not something that you take seriously. You don't call yourself a photographer. You call it a passion. You call it a hobby.
I call it a passion, yes.
Okay. So I'd like to know where it all started and how did you realize that maybe photography is something that you'd like to take seriously?
When I was really young, when I see something beautiful, I used to do this, blink really hard so that I could capture that moment.
That is so cute.
So my parents got really fed up with this and they got me a camera.
Okay, and which was your first camera?
It's the one that you go winding the Kodak or something.
So cute.
You go tra-tra-tra.
Okay.
Those cameras, the box cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And after which, from 2000, I've been taking photos. But it was for myself, just some sunset and flowers and birds and the bees type.
And what we today call the Instagram photos.
Something like that.
Okay. Hmm.
And those were those were not digital photography those days.
Okay.
So you had to like get those reels and put it in and then take the photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those pictures. And then I think once I got my digital camera, once the digital camera was introduced, I was so happy that I could take more pictures now. My first camera was a Canon PowerShot, the little dinky little cameras.
Okay.
And after which, when Hans, the person I've dedicated this exhibition to, he forced me to get a better camera and do it professionally. He pushed me to it.
So now this exhibition is actually dedicated to that particular person that you spoke about who lived in your house.
Yes.
And over the break, we spoke about how you've lost him to
cancer.
So this is in dedication to him.
Entire photo exhibition is dedicated to Hans.
So do you, I mean, it's really awesome that he's also the same person who actually encouraged you to take photos. So, full circle.
So that's why I thought it's apt to dedicate it to him.
Absolutely. So what is the thing, you know, like a lot of people have their pet things that they love to take pictures of. Like, for example, I love taking pictures of scenery. And, you know, I often more than not do not like taking pictures of people. I do often, but you know, it's not something that is close to my heart. I just love taking just plain scenery, uninhibited scenery. So what is your favorite thing?
I would like to call it expression.
Okay.
Whether it be a cat, dog, or human being, the expressions, that's what I like to capture.
Okay.
And if you go to the exhibit, you saw in the exhibition,
most of them,
the one which are portfolio shots of the models.
Absolutely.
Those are usually, it's not their usual makeup, made up self. It's more natural.
True.
And that was taken after I told them the shoot is over. That's why I've got them so natural. You know, the expression.
There's one particular one that I think in shot in front of a church, if I'm not right.
Sibel.
Where she's just smiling so beautifully. Yeah. My God, that just caught my attention immediately. I think it was one of the best pictures. I don't know whether it's in the postcards or whether you've put it on.
It's there in both.
Both. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be telling you more about the Pride. But before that, I think I have to read this out for you. You are going to be mighty impressed. Bhupen Poon, who is one of our regular listeners, sent us a message saying, I just want to say, kisi ne sach hi kaha hai ki har cheez bayan karne ke liye shabdon ki zarurat nahi hoti aur wo Shilpa ji ki photo ne kiya. Thank you, Shilpa ji.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
And, you know, that's exactly why I have someone like Shilpa on my show, because she has celebrated, you know, the queer experience in such a colorful way that I think it's incomparable right now. So,
yes. It was an experience working with this project.
Okay.
And I've learned. Every day was a learning for me.
Awesome.
Every day I learned something new.
Awesome.
And it was wonderful and beautiful, yes.
Shilpa told me that there was one more, a personality that's portrayed in those pictures that we kind of missed. And this was Brihannala.
Brihannala,
so could you explain more about the concept of Brihannala, who it represents and things like that?
Arjuna, the Prince Arjuna of Pandavas.
Yes.
There was Indra, God Indra, his daughter Urvashi curses him to live a eunuch's life. That's Brihannala. He takes on the name Brihannala and teaches song and music to Princess Uttara of Matsya Kingdom.
Okay.
So that's the story. And why I chose the story, I know it's a curse and all that, but to just portray that most transgender people are so prominent in the fields of drama, music,
art. Absolutely.
And they give a lot.
True. Often. And you also wanted to talk about the makeup artist. So
yeah, that's Ashita Menon. She's from the Payana team.
Okay.
And Ashita Menon, who's the model for Brihannala, she did the entire costumes as well as the makeup.
Wow.
And she has a master's degree in dance from Kalakshetra, Chennai. Can you believe that?
Wow. That is so
And she
awesome.
Was so expressive during the shoot, and she volunteered all the days she was there.
Okay.
She volunteered and she's done a lot for this project.
I can totally see. I mean, I watched Ashita perform at, what was it called? Kuyamai Mudra. Yes, which was a dance event organized as part of Bangalore Pride. And I must say, she took my breath away. She was just so
graceful.
Yes, so beautiful. My God. I would like you to tell me, what do you think about the community? Do you think we're heading in the right way? Is there some particular part of the community that you think we need to be focusing on more? You spoke about the intersex while we were talking during the break. So I think you should talk about
that. I think it's nice to see that everyone is so together and stand up for their rights.
Okay.
But there is one thing, the LGBTI, the I part, I think they have to be more included.
Absolutely.
Because I'm so old and I didn't know that they were so different even physically than us.
True.
I think more people should know about it and the challenges they go through and the integration of them into our society and to this community. Totally. They should be integrated, I think.
So when was the first time you heard about intersex people?
I have seen a friend's friend, but I wasn't sure whether they were just gay or intersex.
Hmm.
And later someone told me it's an intersex person.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know what intersex meant.
True,
I had to go look it up.
Yeah.
I had to go look it up.
Hmm.
And this was a few years ago. And when I looked it up, it explained, but there were no pictures again.
Absolutely.
How are they different? Why are they different?
True.
And later I got to know they have an extra chromosome, XXY. So that's what not many people know about this at all.
Absolutely. You know, also there are some people who assume that intersex people just have representatives of the both genders, and that there's not much difference between a transgender and intersex.
No.
What people don't realize is that intersex is actually a biological thing.
You know, yes, they're born like that.
They're born with features of both with sexual features of both genders. It's not necessarily that both of them are functioning in the same way. One might take precedence over the other. The other might be dwarfed, whatever. But they do live like that. Like, for example, the other day, we had an intersex person come and talk at one of our panel discussions. I wish more people had come for that panel discussion. And we had this intersex person from interior Karnataka. And he was born a she.
Okay.
And he was wrongly diagnosed to be a female all through his life. And then when puberty hit, he started getting all the male characters.
Male characters,
and nobody knew what to do, because imagine in the rural part of Karnataka.
Yeah, nobody's aware that something like this
you're
exists.
You're born as a girl and then suddenly you're developing.
A boy.
Yeah, you're a boy. And it freaked out everyone around him. And he was telling me about how his parents were still very, very, very supportive. And, they kept telling him, it's not your fault. You were born like this. It's not like you can do anything about it. So I'm happy.
I'm sure the emotional journey would have been tough for him.
Absolutely.
See, that is why more people should know about it, so that it'll be easier for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I must say that, this is something that will make you very happy. So this particular intersex person, I'm not going to take his name, basically with the help of ALF, which is the Alternative Law Forum, fought a case with the Karnataka government saying that I'm an intersex person. I was wrongly diagnosed to be a female, but I'm actually a male. And the Karnataka government has given him the right to take with their diktat all his certificates now have to be changed to male.
See, that is what, because most of the people even the transgenders have the same issue.
Yeah.
Most of the certificates are in, you know, it's a boy or a girl, and they've changed their gender.
True.
Same with the intersex person too.
Yeah.
That's why the TNI exhibition.
Absolutely.
See?
We need to talk about this even more. And thank you so much for being on my show, Shilpa.
Most welcome, and thank you for inviting me.
I think you are an awesome, awesome guest, and I love the fact that you have an opinion about everything under the sun, which is awesome. You know, I like people who have opinions, and I think more people have opinions should be on this show.